This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3:48. Oregon State falls to Colorado last weekend, 36-33. But their best effort of the season, surprising a lot of folks, they now take this weekend off. And then they will host Stanford 1 week from tomorrow. Their interim coach, Corey Hall, joins us now here on The Fan. I kind of want to give you a congratulations, but I mean, you know, you didn't win, but congratulations. It was a good effort.
I mean, that's kind of bittersweet, but you know what? You know, I'm proud of the boys, and I'll take that, and I appreciate you guys taking notice. It was really about, like I said, it was a team effort, and the boys played hard. It's just, you know, one thing they did do is they played hard for four quarters, and for that, again, that shows progress, a step in the right direction.
Yeah, the second half had been a house of horrors, and after everything they've been through, I don't know if anyone knew what to expect. I mean, I certainly didn't, and wouldn't have shocked me if, you know, if things hadn't gone very well. Did you have a sense of how this was going to go, or were you like the rest of us and just kind of hoping and praying that things turned out well?
My thing is, I knew that they would compete. I knew that the energy and the camaraderie and everything at practice was different. And I expected to win. I mean, every time you go out and you compete and you line up across from your opponent, you expect to win. I knew that the effort would be there. And I was proud of them that they put it together for four quarters. It's just now you start talking about the situations and the little intricate details of each quarter, each series, and you go back to the drawing board and you practice to make perfect, as close to perfect as you can possibly be, and you continue to establish and develop an identity.
So on defense, we at least had seen signs of progress. On the offensive side of the ball, there hadn't been much. So, you know, you're not an offensive guy. The offense didn't change overnight. What was it that all of a sudden this offense that had been dormant for the last 2 months, what was it that clicked and all of a sudden you guys were able to go out and run the ball and threw it around a little bit and really had an offense identity for the first time this year?
I mean, I think they played for each other and they played tough. Like people like to say, well, football is 80%, you know, 80%, mental and 20% physical, or 90% mental and 10% physical. Well, I like to say it's 100% mental. And because, you know, in the off season and throughout the season, you do the physical aspect of it. You train and you build your body up accordingly. It's about collectively coming together and being strong mentally is what makes the great teams great. Right, it's what separates everyone. So I think that these players did a great job of coming together mentally and being stronger than what everyone's seen to date. So, and then sometimes, you know, it takes a certain situation to poke you and wake you up and make you understand where you are and what the situation is. And, you know, that was forgotten, overdone, said, and away with. And, you know, it was a point of either you can fold or you can stand strong together and move forward, and that's what they chose to do.
This is Corey Hall, the Beavers. Did you watch the hype video they put together of your rousing post game speech?
You know what? I picked up my phone. I was I believe it was Danny Moran. I was in my office, and he had said something about it, and I looked at it, and I promise you, the amount of time that I have throughout the day, I looked at it. The sound wasn't on. I saw what looked to be the beginning of it, and I think I saw Andre on it, and then I think I had to go to like my next appointment. So I've yet to be able to sit down and actually watch it. Even before, you know, doing this interview, I was sitting talking to with one of the student athletes, just about life, And so I still have yet to watch it, but I promise you I will tonight, because I'll watch it tomorrow when I get to the airport there in Portland.
It's pretty good, man. I mean, it's like it's inspiring, and I loved it. It was obviously directly from the heart, but it's really weird watching yourself. Like, you know, we do radio and we're on TV too. And so,
can you inspire yourself? Is it possible for you, Corey Hall, to fire up Corey Hall?
I'm always fiery, baby. I'm always fired up. I'm fired up to be on this phone call right now. Fired up to be. Oh, my goodness.
Week two here, and you mentioned, you know, I'm sure you're being pulled in a thousand different directions. Better, worse, different, just your first thoughts now on, I mean, you've only been an assistant for 3 years. You've been a head coach for, you know, 2 weeks. What has this been like, the adjustment period for you?
For me, I would believe it's, again, it's more of a whole, right? Now you go from one specific position to an entire team on a whole. And that's been the difference. And then obviously the time that I've been allotted to actually sit in and game plan, it's hit or miss, it's here and there. And then so the time I get is really on the practice field to interact with those guys, with those players that I need to. So as far as, you know, managing and being a head coach, I don't even look at it as that, because I have a bunch of great assistants around me. It's really just, you know, my role is to really lead these young men, inspire these young men, and make sure they continue to stay engaged, involved, and interested, and teach them, right? Because, I mean, I've seen a lot of football, and I've been around it, and I've played it. I've cut like them. I tell them I bled like them, and my lungs have burned like theirs. I had to wake up and run just like them, and every different level of this sport imaginable. So my thing is just really to kind of serve still as a mentor to these young athletes, and make sure that they continue to have their fire ignited and love the game that they are able to play.
Well, good effort against Colorado. Looking good. Enjoy the bye week, and good luck against Stanford. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.